Mac family, hopefully you're doing well today. We're going to continue through Psalms and we're going to look at Psalm 32. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of free time over the last couple months. And in that free time, I've been able to catch up on a lot of things. One of those things has been reading. The last time I really was able to take time to read was before we had our daughter, Andy. And so that would have been 2018, 2019, right? And so I had started a book called East of Eden, and it's about 1,000 pages. It's a long book, but it's John Steinbeck, and it's a classic. And I'm not going to ruin it for you, even though the book is really old and the movie's really old too. So it's not really a spoiler alert, but it's a movie about forgiveness, and it's a movie about who we are just in our core. Are we born evil? Are we born good? Do we have a choice? And so one of the pivotal scenes in the movie is when a guy named Cal is reading the Bible. Now, Cal is kind of a the bad fruit of his father. And it's kind of an analogy between Cain and Abel. And so Cal would play the Cain character. And Cal has done something wrong, and his father makes him read from Psalm 32. Every time that he does something wrong. And it says, "Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sins, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all of my sins, and you stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone." Now in the story, Cal doesn't really understand what these words mean. He doesn't understand the idea of forgiveness. He doesn't understand the idea of your sins being gone when God forgives you of your sins. And again, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but in the end of the story, the end of the book, Cal comes to this realization of what forgiveness is and how God forgives our sins and how it makes us a new person and how every day we have the opportunity to make a choice of whether we're going to follow God or whether we're not going to follow God. Hopefully you've made that decision that you're going to follow God. Hopefully you understand what forgiveness is and the power that is found in forgiveness. And the love that our Father has for us when He forgives us of our sins and He offers us a way out of our sinfulness. So hopefully today, again, you've realized that God loves you and God cares for you and God has provided you a way out of sin and a way to heaven and a way to be with Him forever. And so hopefully you can make those decisions daily and you can live with Him.